Hello everyone, welcome to Epizoda podcast. We want to show you what kind of companies we have in the UAE region, inspire you with the great business stories, and introduce you to the cutting-edge technology. A little disclaimer, today's episode is an extract from the video interview, so for the best experience and better context, you can watch the full episode on our YouTube channel. And now, let's jump to the episode.
When you start talking about like thousands of orders per day, that's when you need the robotics and you need the expert team.
Welcome to another episode of. Guys, did you know that UAE shoppers are among top spenders online? And that's one of the reasons why e-commerce markets are the fastest growing. Well, we even have Dubai e-commerce city, dedicated free zone for this industry. But today we are in Al Khoz. We are visiting Robo Stores, a fulfillment center. They heavily invested in automation and robotization. I'm super excited to find out more. Let's check it out. All right, Elias, thank you for joining us.
Welcome.
And I think I will start with you. Like, would like to find out, what are you guys building here at Robo Stores? What's your vision?
Okay, Robo Store is an automated fulfillment center. We're actually building something that can help startups to be able to have a presence in the market. We're trying to build something that can help also a big corporation that wants to come to the region to have a test without having to invest a lot in the market. RoboStore is a robotic fulfillment center that can receive your products or like any client's products. We help them with a lot in the customs, with the new VAT rules and regulations. We do all the storage, and we help them in fulfillment to last mile deliveries.
Okay. Yeah. If you would need to do the breakdown of your, let's say, ideal customers, what kind of customers are based here?
We can have two kind of customers. We can start with startups that have few products, a small number of SKUs. They want to have a present online and sell online, but they don't want to invest in warehousing. They don't know or don't have the knowledge of custom duties and VAT regulations in the UAE. We can help them with that. So that's the first part of clients. It's like a startups with small quantities. Then we can say the other part is large corporations that don't have present in the region. GCC is one of the richest and have the ability to buy a lot of products. So big corporation wants to have a present in this region. So what we can offer them is a present without have invest a lot in the region.
Okay. And just to circle back to, you mentioned like you're going to help with the customs and everything, clearance. So it's not only local startups?
So it can be a local startup, but their products are manufactured in outside. So if they have a factory in China, a factory in the US, in Europe, we can help them ship their products to the UAE. So that's the part of custom duties and VAT regulation that we help with.
Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe question for Aziz. So robotic thing is like an investment comparing with, labor cost. Now, did you guys count it? Like how long it takes till you're going to kind of break it even with the fulfillment center?
Yeah, it's a good question. So as you know now here in the region, especially this region, land is cheaper than Europe or the US. Labor is cheaper. Traditional warehousing, traditional fulfillment is used with, you know, open warehouses, big space, cheaper labor. We decided to invest early into the future because we did see that this is the future. It might be a bit early to invest in to build what we did, but now we are the experts in the industry, in the region. We have the know-how. We've had now 2 years under our belt of experience. It does take some time to break even, but it definitely shorter time than you would think.
Okay. So, well, since we touched the base of the cost and everything, my question is, it right now, is it cheaper for the customer to go for the standard labor kind of fulfillment center or automated like with the robots and
it's automation? Actually on par. We have less labor operating the system, whereas this system would need, without the robotic fulfillment center, we would need maybe, I would say, 20 to 30 employees doing the fulfillment, the manual fulfillment. Instead, we have 4 operators doing the fulfillment. So it's a heavy initial cost, but running costs of the system is less than a current fulfillment center.
But from the customer side, for example?
Customer side, they save from day one. So we built a network of partners, partnerships from delivery, last mile delivery, incoming shipments. So using our network, and in our case, you know, we started in 1985. We were a traditional fulfillment center since the 80s with the retail companies of our mother group. So we've been fulfilling for them, for the shops, for their website in the past, and the past few years. Incoming items for our customers, they get automatic preferred rates. Because since 1985, we've been using DHL, FedEx, all these companies. We have such good preferred rates with our partnership that startups or whoever wants to partner with us utilize those rates. So initially, from the beginning, they're saving money with us.
You first started internally with your needs, and then once you got kind of sorted out, you moved to the customers providing that service.
Exactly. So we're lucky that we have a couple of retail shops, the website. So we built the robotic warehouse in 2018. It took a year to build almost, and then a full year of testing with maisonbimore.com online and the shops. There's a B2B aspect of it as well. The shop might want some items for fulfillment to the location. So a year of testing the system with our internal company has been amazing. Okay. So now we've ironed out all the creases, opened up to clients in January 2020.
All right. About technology itself, well, e-commerce is growing right now. And you guys invested in, is it the right way to say robotization or automation?
Yeah, you could say automation, robotics, robotic fulfillment. The technology is from Switzerland. So the minute we get the order from the supplier, to have that full process to input the items into our system, to connect the customer's website to our system, to fulfill to the customer, to the client's customers, when I say the end user on the e-commerce website. So all of the technology has allowed us to be super accurate, super fast, and super seamless.
Okay. Which one can name technologies? I don't know. Is it that technology have a name in the industry?
Yeah, we have so we have the RFID technology for the labeling. It's radio frequency ID for each item. We put the label on and it allows us to be super fast and accurate with the scanning. We have the technology developed for the system, for the robots, called Sync. And it's just an internal system that communicates with our internal ERPs, and that they connect, they talk to each other, allowing for the full operations.
So let's say startups thinking about, you know, fulfillment center, what's the main key things that they would need to prepare in order to have, I don't know, best experience for automated fulfillment center?
So to have like a trusted website that's you, and it's easy these days with Shopify and WooCommerce to have a platform to be able to put your products there first.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, we can say the product and the idea. They should have an idea of a product they think it's going to sell.
There's so many ideas out there, so many types of products. Mm-hmm. And RoboStores can help with the testing. So instead of hiring a studio team and a warehouse and kind of internal team to really develop your product and your website and whatnot, you can partner with us and test and see if it's going to do well or not. At that point, you can start to grow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So research can be done with you together,
Say? Yes, Every time the product comes in, we know when did it come in, how long it took for us to receive it, how long it took for the client to receive it for the end user. This also gives a lot of information for our customers, for our startups, to understand the market, understands the need and the demand. That will help them also in like reordering and restocking their brands.
An interesting point, what you mentioned is like, data.
Yes.
What kind of data are you providing to, let's say, to your customer?
We can provide all kind of information about the peak time of sales, the best-selling product, best-selling category, best-selling color, best-selling size even. When your clients are buying these products, are they buying it during the night, during the day, which region and which age group is buying this? So we can support our startups with a lot of information that can help them not to spend too much money on the wrong products, instead spend money on the product that will sell and gain them a profit.
Mm-hmm. Kind of report.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. About e-commerce future itself, maybe from technology side or from the regional, where it's heading, what we can face?
How it's heading in the direction that the customer wants their item as fast as possible. So it started with a few days, then next day, then 24 hours, then 12 hours. now you see up to 2 hours, which is really crazy. And if you really think about 2 hours, you need some seamless process, something like RoboStore, to really kind of make sure that it can get to the packaging as fast as possible, then to the customer as fast as possible, delivery. So building a network of last mile deliveries, whether it's your own fleet or partnerships, can allow for that. And we have to kind of chase the demand of customers. People are expecting fastest deliveries, and you can lose sales if you don't offer quick delivery. So that's one thing that everything's moving towards at the moment. Maybe next time we'll see 1 hour, and then half an hour, and then maybe instant one day with 3D printers. I'm not sure.
Drones. But,
we're talking
about this future, drone delivery.
Exactly. Our vision also of the future of RoboStores is to build multiple centers, RoboStore locations throughout the MENA region. Now, if we see some certain startups, their demand is mainly in, let's say, Saudi Arabia or Egypt, we would transfer some of their stock from here to that location to be quicker, cheaper for delivery. And it kind of makes sense to kind of have RoboStores in different locations depending on client demands and markets. And sometimes it's a testing period to see where the demand is coming from. We shift their products to that location.
Okay. Yeah. You mentioned as well that like 2 hour delivery. Mm-hmm. Is it happening already?
It's happening already. We are able to do it. It can be a little bit costly, but companies have minimum orders where if you order above this amount, delivery is free. So we're able to offer it within the city at the moment. It's happening through other e-commerce companies. It's rare. I think 4 hour is kind of the fastest, but 2 is now the new fast.
Okay. And what's the biggest challenge, for example, to fulfill 2 hours order?
We use technology to help us fulfill that fast. We're able to see what is the fastest route. The driver will have multiple packages. So which ones are priority? Some are 2 hour delivery, some are 4 hours, some are next day. So he has to prioritize those. We use technology to help guide the driver to the fastest route. Packaging team is immediately aware that this package is express. So awareness of the teams, technology allows us to do that.
Okay. For example, what is a bottleneck? Like how fast you can prepare the packaging for the delivery guy from the moment somebody clicked buy?
You want to take
this? Yes. So usually it takes us 20 seconds to get the order picked by the robots. So once the order is done, robots receive the order, 20 seconds to pick the items. Then the packaging, depending on the packaging time, depending on like the size of the package
branding
and everything, and the branding and everything, yes, it will take like another 10 to 15 seconds to pack everything, because our team are experts in like doing the packaging. I would say that the only problem might be is the volume of orders. Mm-hmm. So if you receive 10 orders, it's easy. But when you start talking about like thousands of orders per day, that's when you need the robotics and you need the expert team, because anyone can do 10 orders per day,
okay,
but no one can do 5,000 orders per day without having any issues, because any problem happening with the wrong product, meaning that someone did a mistake with 2 orders because he switched pieces or he forgot to put something, that will mean an unhappy client, that will mean an additional cost of sending someone to collect that, an additional cost of customer service, and the most important part is the unhappy customer that received something he's not supposed to receive, or he didn't receive his product on time. Especially with startups, they need to be perfect with the orders, because it depends on how good their products are being delivered, because the client will have this good experience. He will share his experience with other people and he will go back and buy. So that gives a big push for startups to have like bigger clients.
Mm-hmm. Well, competition is high, so perfection is the key.
Yes.
Exactly.
We spoke about returns and other aspects. Do you have a percentage data, like how many items are returned? Let's say clothing, I believe, gets more returned.
Yeah, so that's a good question. If it's returns because of sending the wrong item, we're at like a 99.9% accuracy there, because of the technology we have that allows us to send the right item. The wrong size is the main thing that we see. So someone might order a large, but all different brands have different size larges. So that person might be a medium or an XL. So we see a higher than usual for clothing.
Returns. Let's say how many percent?
I would say maybe one out of every 20, so five to 10% is returning.
And let's say comparing with jewelry, for example.
Much less, maybe. Yeah. 1% is going to return, even less than 1%. When we see accessories, we don't, most accessories, and when it comes to cosmetics and whatnot, aren't able to return that. So that's a zero. But in terms of jewelry and watches exactly. and that kind of stuff, it's usually very low.
Yeah.
You need to be accommodating to the customer. You need to really like allow them to exchange and be open to giving them what they want. So you retain them and they reorder. If they have a bad experience now in e-commerce, they're not coming back.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thank you guys for first of all, Aziz, for the tour and then, you know, for the insights. Appreciate. I wish you all the best.
Well, thank you for having us. You're welcome here anytime.
Welcome. Cool. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and follow us wherever you're listening to this podcast. Also, check out our Episode Up YouTube channel to get the best show experience. Be inspired, get ideas, learn from business mistakes, and discover the United Arab Emirates business community. Thank you so much, and till the next episode.